We'll call the conference meeting on Senate Bill 133 to order. I hope we don't have to use this. Members, first thing we'll do is take roll.
Senator Ripley?
Here.
Senator Rosendale?
Here.
Senator Driscoll?
Here.
Representative Wagner?
Here.
Representative Bennett?
Here.
Representative McDonald?
Here.
Thank you.
First thing, or the only thing, we'll do will be address the amendments on Senate Bill 133 placed on in the House. An amendment should be attached to your bill. The last digits are 15257.HJK. And we either are charged to accept or reject the amendments, amend the amendments, or request to go to free conference committee. Senator Rosendale, we'll start with you. It's your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. When the original intent of the bill was to make sure that the public defenders were going to be able to have concealed carry in their course of their duties throughout the day. They work in state buildings. They travel in, I think, state vehicles also, and they find themselves in compromised positions. And they had contacted me, and that was really the sole intent of this bill. As it went moving forward and the amendment was placed on it, I absolutely do understand the intent of the amendment. I do. But I think that it would have been better served as a separate bill and not attached to this bill, and that's where everything started. The wheels started coming off the wagon, if you will. So once again, I understand and agree with the intent of the amendment, but I just don't think that this document was the one or the way to achieve it, Mr. Chair.
Senator Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And since I'm the one that made the do not concur motion on the floor, I'll just say a couple things. I think, again, like I said on the floor, I think this was a real backdoor attempt to put another bill that had already failed into this bill. Since we've heard this and rejected these amendments on the floor or sent it to conference committee, Governor Bullock has also vetoed the other bill that went through. And so I will just say, if you keep this in here, I think that the bill is guaranteed dead.
Further discussion? Representative Wagner?
Since I'm the troublemaker, I better make a comment or two. And the kind of the reasoning I had on this, and of course I all know how we feel, agree or disagree, was, you know, we were adding in just one group who could carry in prohibited places and not the rest of the people who had gone through a similar background check and access and the training requirements. So that's why we put the amendment on there. I understand the objections, and I understand the governor's position. This is, as we all know, a contentious issue. But having only one group allowed to go into the concealed or into the prohibited places, and the only other group that could do that is those in the Capitol, who all they have to do is get the regular permit and the background check and the training that every other concealed weapon carrier has to get. That's kind of my reasoning behind it. Thank you.
Senator Driscoll.
I'm going to make a motion to do not accept these amendments.
A motion on the floor, discussion on the motion. Representative McDonald was.
Yeah, I was just going to speak to the previous comments. And I think that in good faith, I was willing to go along with the suggestion of Representative Wagner that that these investigators might be included with other law enforcement in some prohibited places. But the amendment went far beyond that, and that was not understood or clearly stated in the discussion of it as a hypothetical amendment, if you will, and it certainly wasn't articulated in the executive action or in the discussion. So when in kind of reading the fine print, it became clear to me that this amendment from the House went far beyond what we had discussed in the committee. It clearly needed to come off, and I support the motion of Representative Driscoll to remove it. Appreciate the sponsors.
Further discussion on the motion? Further discussion?
Question.
Seeing none, would you like to close on your motion?
I close.
Okay, we'll do a roll call vote on do not concur with the amendments.
Senator Ripley?
Yes.
Senator Rosendale?
Yes.
Senator Driscoll?
Yes.
Representative Wagner?
No.
Representative Bennett?
No.
Representative McDonald?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-2.
You need a majority from both houses.
We need a majority from both houses, and we do not have a majority from both houses, so the amendment fails, or motion fails. So, we're at the point we
either
need to...
Can you explain that rule to me?
We need a majority from both houses on the motion to pass the motion.
In the committee.
In this committee. Okay. In this committee.
So I guess...
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman, I guess it comes down to, do you want the bill or not? Frankly, I don't care whether the bill goes forward or not and goes to the governor's office. So... If the amendment stays on and we take it back to the floor, I guarantee it won't even go to the governor's desk. So,
Senator Rosendale,
I'll run the.
Oh, meeting. Sorry, Mr. Chairman,
Senator Rosendale.
It's quite clear if the amendment stays on the bill that it's not going to go anywhere. So we can either kill it on this floor, or it's going to die on the second floor, Mr. Chair. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Well, I think that is reality. Given the votes on the Senate floor, the Senate it will pass the bill from past votes, and from past votes, it's clear that the amendment will kill the bill.
Investigators who came to the committee.
Discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative McDonald.
Mr. Chairman, I would just have a question for Representatives Bennett, I guess.
Bennett.
Would you yield to a question?
Sure, now that we've whispered.
Yeah. Representative Bennett, I recall in the hearing that we had several, I thought, hardworking employees of the Office of Public Defender who came to us in good faith with the senator, good senator, in support of this bill. Who supported this bill unequivocally, and it was really their bill, and they're the ones who are going into situations where they were asking for this. And so Catherine Houston, former police officer, Tammy Eckhart, criminal investigator in Region 8, all of these are former law enforcement people. John Otway works for the OPD in Missoula. I think that... in fairness to the senator and to the people who came before us, I would encourage the members of my house to support this bill as it was brought to us in our committee. And otherwise, you know, I think the senator is correct. This bill has been hijacked and it dies. So it's up to you.
So was there a question in there?
No, I guess I would ask you to...
Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Would you reconsider your vote in the interests of the people who came to our hearing and support the bill in support of them?
Representative Bennett.
Mr. Chairman, Representative McDonald, I'll toss it around in my mind for 37 seconds, but you know, what we're doing here is piecemealing. First we give it to Capital Security, and then we give it to this department, and then that department will keep coming back, handpicking different aspects of law enforcement. And I think if we're going to do something, we should do a wide sweeping bill, include everybody in that. And, you know, I understand we probably have a philosophical difference, but, you know, when you're a concealed weapons permit holder and you go through fingerprinting and a background check and all of that, I don't think you're on any less of a playing field than others. But if I was going to support the bill, I would like to see virtually all law enforcement included. So,
Representative McDonald.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And the House considered that bill, and I'm pretty sure the House killed that bill, or it died in the process. So, in fact, it didn't even leave the House. It didn't even go to the Senate. So this was a very narrowly defined bill for a group of people who I think made a very good argument and a very good case that they, in the course of their work, did need this, and it's appropriate. So I would, I was fine with them being able to do that, and the bill got hijacked into a bill that had died on the floor of the House, and I don't think that was procedurally a very appropriate, and it was done in a way that was not real plain. It wasn't ever articulated that that's what the amendment achieved, and so I just think that it's either we support these investigators or we don't, and that's the question before us.
Senator Rosendale.
Mr. Chair, I had a question for or a clarification for Representative Bennett.
Representative Bennett.
When you just said if it was for all law enforcement, did you mean everyone that the amendment that Representative Wagner put on, which include everyone who had a concealed carry, or were you talking about just law enforcement?
No, Mr. Chairman, Representative Rosendale. You know, if we're going to make a wide, I mean, all of those were included in the amendment.
That's what
through
I,
O or J or
okay,
whatever.
So you weren't, excuse me, Mr. Chair, Representative Bennett, you didn't mean to isolate just law enforcement. You meant anyone with a concealed carry.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
And I guess that's the problem I have with the amendment. I have a concealed weapons permit, and I carry concealed weapon a lot. I have one in most all of my vehicles, but I don't think it's proper for myself or anyone else to pack into a bar or cafe or a bank or someplace like that. And I understand what we're trying to do with the bill, and I support that. But I just can't go all the way at this time. Representative Wagner.
Yeah, I just have a problem with segregating out different groups of people who have gone through basically the same background check. The training varies between different people, and occupation varies, but they've gone through the same background check. They are a good person officially, and segregating out this list, creating more and more subcategories is not what we're about. We're not about creating classes. We're about getting rid of classes. That's both parties are like that, and this is just a microcosm of segregating out who's a good guy and who's a bad guy. That's already been done. It's the same requirement for the people who carry in the Capitol. It's the same requirement they listed for the criminal investigators for the Office of OPD. They go through the background check, same one that you went through, the same one that I may go through again because I let mine expire. So that's my thing. It's the same rule for everybody or not. Thank you.
Representative Bennett. Oh, I thought you raised it. Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I will move to adjourn then. It looks like we're not going to come to agreement on this, and so I think that it just goes back to the Senate floor, and I make a motion to adjourn.
It will take a roll call vote on adjournment.
Senator Ripley?
No.
Senator Rosendale?
Yes.
Senator Driscoll?
Yes.
Representative Wagner?
Yes.
Representative Bennett?
Yes.
Representative McDonald?
Yes.
Helen, would you tell us what transpires now? Goes back to the floor.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I believe that the report is do not accept the amendments as given to the House and to the Senate, but the bill itself is not reported to second reading, Mr. Chair, and that the leadership, I believe, can choose to try to appoint a different committee, but I believe that's the process at this point, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We're adjourned.
Thank you all for a quick meeting.
We should save this for one more time, huh?
Just in case. Yeah, might go to free conference. I doubt it.
I don't think it goes to free conference.
Well, yeah, it could come back to the conference committee, but I doubt it.
Thank you. Thanks, Prudence. Thanks, Bobby.
All right, two conference committees down. I got to stop causing trouble.